And Richard said that you could never sit and have a meal with Nelson Mandela without him at least getting $1 million out of you for his charities. And Richard Branson went on to explain how he believed that Nelson Mandela sold like a beast. I first want to talk a little bit with you guys about sales. So let's talk about the psychology of sales.
All good.
So here's what I need you guys to understand is that in some way, shape, or form, actually you can unshare me there now again. So in some way, shape, or form, we have to address this. Is sales good or bad? Well, here's the thing. If I don't address this with you all right now, I know that everything I say is going to go over your head. So if I say, whether you realize it or not, if I say the following words, some of you will have unconscious reactions that you don't even know you're having. In fact, if you're doing this right now, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, breathe out. And I want you to, when I say this word, I want you to just clock the first word or image that comes up for you. When I say this word, and it is salesman. If I say the word salesman to you, what comes up? Type it in the chat. What comes up? Cindy, what comes up? Let me see there. Sleazy, yes. What else? Pushy, what else? Sinking feeling in my stomach. What else? Creepy, dodgy, Del Boy. Annoying human, man with a briefcase. I get it. Secondhand car salesman. Icky, clipboard. Knocking on doors, door-to-door salesman. Why so serious? Pushy, annoying, man with a briefcase. Listen, let me ask you guys a question. That image you have, do you think that's supportive of your sales journey or unsupportive? Like, do you want to be more like that? Freaking no, you don't want to be like that. So here's what you need to understand, whether you realize it or not. Every single human being has had a bad experience with sales. We've had terrible experience with sales. Freaking heck. How many of you can remember a salesman that you wanted to throttle? Like every one of us, right? So whether you realize it or not, we've all had, in some way, shape, or form, we've all had terrible experience with sales. That's called a psychic scar. So whether you realize it or not, you're not going to want to be more like that. So your association with what you believe is sales and not sales is important for you to understand. And your role models around sales is also important for you to understand. So here's my lesson for you all. Here's a bit of a story. Is it okay if I tell you a story? Give me a hand up. Is it okay? Yes? Jeff, good to see you. You've got a choice here. And there's two things which I'll address. One is the single biggest thing holding you back. The single biggest thing holding you back right now from a sales perspective in this profession, in small industries, by the way, is your perception of what your peers think of you. Petrified of what our peers think of us. Single biggest thing holding us all back. And I'll never forget, I went to a conference, 1,000 people in the room, and the speaker on stage said, where are my dentists, doctors, chiropractors? And I proudly put up my hand, traveled all the way across to the States. Been going there many, many years to get information. This is from Dan Kennedy. And he said, where are you? And I proudly put up my hand. And he said, you're all a freaking nightmare to work with. Nightmare. Hate working with you guys. And I was like, quickly slink my hand down. And he went on to explain that the reason he hates working with us is because we have so many preconceived ideas of what's good, what's bad, what our peers are thinking is good. God forbid somebody says something bad about us if we promote ourselves, if we market ourselves, if we sell. It is our, whether you realize it or not, it's our biggest fear. You know, not obviously public perception is playing on all of our minds, our subordination to what other people think of us. It's your subordination to what other people think of you is without a doubt holding most humans back the most. It's the reason you don't promote yourself when you should. It's the reason you don't pick up that video and do a live when you should. It's the reason that you don't sell when you know that you should, just in case you're scared what someone else thinks of you. It's the reason you don't shamelessly promote your product or service, even though you know it can help lots of people. It's only because you think you're worried about what other people think of you. So the way I've shifted that a little bit is change the word, okay? There's a famous story. How many of you have heard of Nelson Mandela? Cool, one of my all-time heroes. So I never got to meet Nelson Mandela, and it's always something that, you know, when some people say, if you had to choose three people alive or dead, who would you have a meal with? For me, one of them was Nelson Mandela, right? And there's a famous story of Richard Branson, also one of my heroes, and Richard said that you could never sit and have a meal with Nelson Mandela without him at least getting $1 million out of you for his charities. And Richard Branson went on to explain how he believed that Nelson Mandela sold like a beast. Nelson Mandela. Now, here's the thing. Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, who else? Mahatma Gandhi. These are the people that I believe had to sell a concept, and the word sell a concept comes to mind, of equality to entire nations. Nelson Mandela changed the history of mankind. He changed the history of a nation because he had to sell the concept of equality across the planet, right? To change governments. But he did that by self-promotion. He did that by marketing. I mean, there's no better man. The fact that Mr. Donald Trump is in the White House is still, one of the greatest marketing feats of all time. Whether we like him or not, he wasn't even in politics 18 months before he did it. It's insane. It's insane that that's even possible. But that's one of the biggest things I'll say to you right now. Before you start, is you've got to change the word. You've got two choices, and I truly mean this. I truly mean this. You've got a choice. You're playing small serves nobody. You're playing small serves nobody. So you've got a choice. Don't market. Don't preach your message from the rooftops. Don't go out there and try to change lives aggressively wherever you can. Don't sell. And guess what? You probably won't be very financially secure. You probably won't be able to provide the life for your family that you want, and you probably won't have a booming practice and therefore help more people. And guess what? Some people still won't like you. Or you can market, sell, promote, and do it that it feels good and ethically, and make sure you're helping people when you do it. And guess what? You'll probably be more abundant. You'll help more people, but some people still won't like you. So you got a choice. It's just a choice. Either way, that's just life, guys. That's just life. And the quicker you get over that, the quicker I can help you with this one structure. Hey, thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. I hope it helps you grow your practice. My name is Ryan Ryder. I generate $7 million every single year from 8 practices, 10,000 new patients last year alone. I've been doing this for the last 10 years. And if you enjoy this video and you enjoy my content, I highly recommend you grab my book. I put everything that I've learned in the last 10 years and $7 million every single year, 10,000 new patients in the book. Grab the book, click on the link below, it's completely free of charge. All you do is pay for the shipping, we pay for the book. Enjoy the content, enjoy the rest of the videos, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I hope that 2020 and your practice grows more than you ever could have imagined, and I hope the book's part of that journey. See you soon.